Welcome to Carmen Madrid's podcast. Are you preparing for the Delhi B2 or C1 exam? This podcast is made just for you. Carmen Madrid is an accredited examiner from the Instituto Cervantes and your new tutor for this exam. Each episode features a conversation between two speakers generated using advanced AI technology. These conversations are about a previous episode of a Spanish podcast on the Delhi B2 and C1 exams. But that's not all. We offer a range of services to support your learning journey. One-on-one and group Spanish classes, books for Delhi preparation to help you study effectively, exclusive access to the News Club and Reading Club, plus our advanced grammar workshop to deepen your understanding of Spanish. You can find everything at DelhiExam.com. Join us in taking your Spanish to the next level. I'll leave you with my AI friends. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something specific but super helpful. The written exam for the DELE C1 Spanish Diploma. So if you're aiming for that C1 certificate, or maybe you're just curious about what mastering a language at this, you know, high level really involves, we've got some great insights for you. These come straight from a detailed expert review of the exam. Our mission today, to break down this DELE C1 written part, figure out what they're looking for, and crucially, how you can best prepare.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how prepping for this exam does more than just get you ready for test day. It genuinely sharpens your Spanish communication skills on a much more nuanced level. We'll look at how the C1 written test has changed a bit and what skills it's really testing now. It's less about just knowing more Spanish and more about using it in a different, more sophisticated way.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that. So this written section, the official name is Expresión, Mediación, Interacción, Escritas. Quite a mouthful. It's your chance to, you know, show what you can do with advanced written Spanish. And you've got 80 minutes, right, for two tasks.
That's it. 80 minutes, two tasks. It's designed to see how well you express yourself, mediate information like summarizing and interact in writing. It's concise, yeah, but definitely demanding. You have to perform quite specifically within that time.
And for listeners who might have done the B2 exam, I hear there's some similarity in the structure. Maybe makes the jump feel a little less huge.
Oh, yes. The basic structure might feel familiar. You know, two tasks, a set time, that can be comforting. But don't let that fool you. The C1 level demands a pretty significant step up in precision, complexity, and I'd say linguistic agility.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's dive into task one. This is the one that always sounds really interesting to me. It involves summarizing a conference that you hear. So wait, there's an audio part in the written exam.
Yes. That often surprises people. It really tests your integrated skills. How do you process complex spoken information and then turn it into a coherent written piece? You get to listen to the conference recording twice. You can take notes, thankfully. Then you need to write what they now call an article of opinion. You summarize the main points, but you also have to offer your own perspective. And all that needs to fit within 220 to 250 words. It's quite tight.
That article of opinion part. That's the key change, isn't it? I read somewhere it used to be more like here's a summary and then here's my opinion separately, which I guess could feel a bit disjointed for one text.
Exactly, precisely. That shift makes the task much more coherent, but also, frankly, more challenging. It's not just reporting back. You need to weave together the summary and your viewpoint. It demands strong argumentation skills, personal evaluation. You need to justify your stance. So practice needs to cover grabbing those main ideas from speech, obviously, but also crafting introductions that state your angle. Summarizing concisely, referencing the speaker's points, and then building your own argument logically.
Right. So it's not just what you heard, but how you frame it, how you structure your response, and crucially, how you articulate your own thoughts about it. So we're talking about needing things like argumentative connectors, right? Words to build your case.
Absolutely. And counter-argumentative ones, too, to show you can handle different perspectives.
And discourse organizers. Those little words and phrases that guide the reader.
Essential. They make your writing flow smoothly. Plus, you need to be comfortable expressing opinions clearly and wrapping it all up with a solid conclusion.
And, oh yeah, the indicative versus subjunctive mood with certain connectors. That's a classic C1 challenge, isn't it? Depending on how certain you are.
It is. It shows real grammatical control. And underpinning all of this is vocabulary. You need a good grasp of formal C1 level vocabulary, especially around common DELE topics, environment, society, technology, that sort of thing.
Okay, wow. That's a lot packed into task one. So let's move on. Task two, you said, gives you a choice.
Yes, that's right. You get to choose between writing an article or a formal letter.
An article or a letter. And the word count for this one?
A bit shorter, between 180 and 220 words for task two.
Okay. And you mentioned the grading might have changed, but the tasks themselves are pretty much the same as B2, just harder.
Essentially, yes. The task types are familiar from B2, but the expectation for C1 is, again, higher sophistication, better vocabulary, more complex structures, more nuance. It's about showing that C1 agility.
Okay, let's break down those two options then. First, the article. What might that involve?
It could be a report in form, maybe based on some data, like a graph they give you that's shown up in model exams. Or it could be another opinion article, an articulate opinion, perhaps responding to a short text prompt.
So what should people focus on if they pick the article option?
Well, definitely practice writing different kinds of introductions you want to hook the reader. You need to really understand the difference between just presenting information, like in a report, and building an argument, like in an opinion piece. Knowing the conventions of different genres, like a review versus a formal report, is key. And again, those discourse markers and connectors are vital for coherence. Plus, knowing how to justify opinions using causal connectors, words showing why you think something.
Because, therefore, due to, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And crucially, the conclusion needs to tie everything back together, linking to your introduction and main point. Even if the instructions don't explicitly say write a conclusion, it needs to feel complete.
Right, a sense of closure. Okay, and the other choice, the letter.
The formal letter. This definitely carries over from B2, but again, C1 raises the bar. You need more sophisticated vocabulary, more nuanced formal phrases or formulas, and you need to tailor them precisely to the type of letter.
Like a letter of complaint, reclamation, would need different phrasing than, say, a scholarship application. So let's do DBICA.
Absolutely. A simple B2 closing like "le saluda atentamente" is fine. But at C1, you might want to show more range. Maybe something like "se noto particular, le saluda atentamente," or "an espera de recibir noticias suyas, le saluda atentamente." It shows you no more options and when to use them.
So it demonstrates a broader command of formal register.
Precisely. You need to nail the three main parts. The heading opening, the body, clearly structured, and the closing formulas.
It sounds like really mastering those specific formal phrases is key. I remember reading about resources like specific books that list out tons of these formulas for different situations.
Yes, those can be incredibly helpful. Some guides offer, you know, dozens of scenarios and the exact phrasing you'd use, explaining the nuances between different types of formal letters. Very useful for preparation.
Okay, so beyond prepping for task one or task two specifically, what's the bigger picture advice? Any sort of overarching tips for this whole written exam?
Well, definitely for task one, get used to listening actively to things like speeches, university lectures online, even complex podcasts in Spanish. Don't just listen for fun. Practice taking notes, summarizing the main points afterwards. Maybe even try mentally drafting an introduction based on what you heard.
Good idea. Active practice.
And second, immerse yourself in reading. Read articles, opinion pieces, reports on those common DEL topics in Spanish. This builds your C1 vocabulary naturally, and it helps you see how these text types are structured in the real world. Plus, it helps your speaking exam prep too.
Double benefit.
Yeah. The common thread, really, through everything is mastering those text structures, argumentative, expository, and using connectors and discourse markers accurately and naturally. That's what makes it sound like C1 level Spanish.
So, wrapping this up, what does all this mean for you listening out there, whether you're deep into your C1 prep or just kind of fascinated by language learning? It seems pretty clear that nailing the DELE C1 written exam isn't just about memorizing grammar, not at all. It's about using it strategically, understanding different ways of writing, and making complex arguments clearly and persuasively.
I think that's exactly it. If you connect this to the bigger picture, getting to C1 isn't about rote learning. It's really about developing this mental flexibility, this agility with the language to handle complex ideas, state your position clearly, and mediate information effectively. It really shows a deep understanding of Spanish, not just as a tool to, you know, order coffee, but as a vehicle for sophisticated thought and interaction.
That really makes you think, doesn't it? Language is more than just words. It's like the operating system for your thoughts, for how you interact with complex ideas. It really pushes you to be more precise, more persuasive. That ability to listen critically, pull out the key info, synthesize it, and then structure your own reasoned opinion formally. What really stands out to you about how these specific exam tasks actually push someone towards that higher level, that deeper intellectual and linguistic engagement that makes them a truly advanced user of the language?
Thanks for listening, Delicasters. It's always great to have you here. In September, every Friday, you'll get a new episode in English like this one, where we talk about previous episodes and help you reflect on important topics. On Tuesdays, there will be episodes in Spanish, some focused on vocabulary and others diving deeper into the DELI B2 and C1 exams, helping you understand what's expected and how to succeed. If you're getting ready for the DELI, remember that Carmen Madrid's group courses begin the last week of September for the November exam, and again in March for the May exam. And if you prefer individual lessons, you can start whenever you like. Contact Carmen for more information about individual or group courses at carmenmadridonline@gmail.com or on her website, deleexam.com. Are you ready to show the world your Spanish skills?